And welcome into Jags of the Round Table. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, in the heat of a Florida summer. We look forward a little bit, though. We talk about the quarterback, Blake Bortles. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of hype about Bortles in year two. Could it be too much for him?
Well, it could be. I mean, and that depends on how he handles it. So while it probably is a lot of pressure and could be too much pressure, it better not be too much pressure because that's what he has to deal with. So I'm going to say no because I think he can handle it, but there's no question all eyes are on him, and this is a big year for him.
I think the pressure will be unrealistic. It'll be unreasonable, but I do think he can handle it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just see the way that he handles himself. And I base a lot of it on just, you know, out at a Rotary Club or a civic group where, you know, get the question, oh, my God, Dante Fowler's down. My God, what are you going to do? And I say it's not about Dante Fowler. It's about Blake Bortles. Oh, you know, people get it. Now they start pointing it in. Mm-hmm. It's all about him. We all know it. I think he can handle it.
But if he doesn't succeed, I don't think pressure will be the reason.
I don't know.
You know, so I think he can handle that part of it. And if you're around him at all, you don't worry about that. So, yeah, there'll be pressure.
Yeah, he'll be on the field with the rest of the Jaguars July 31st, and the Jaguars start training camp just outside of Everbank Field here. So who's going to be the surprise star of camp this year? There's always a guy that kind of breaks out.
I'll give you a guy based on who I watched and who I spent some time with, Chris Smith. The backup, the young defensive end. I mean, obviously he got pushed down the ladder when they drafted Fowler. And talking to him and talking to some of his coaches and listening to his approach through the next couple of weeks, I liked him last year. He had a sack and a half, two sacks at the end of the season there. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to get some time and step up into the role because there's a great big hole that needs to be filled. Chris Clemens can't do it all by himself, so I think Chris Smith is ready to do it.
I'm going to say Marquise Lee. And I don't know if that's a surprise. He's a second-round pick, but he wasn't in OTAs, and a lot of people, a lot of fans, I don't know if they've written him off, but there's sort of skepticism about him. Everything you hear is that he approached things the right way mentally in the offseason. If he's healthy, I think he's going to be a lot better than some of the people who are wondering about him think. So, again, second-round draft pick, I don't know if that's a shock, but I think he'll be better.
Summertime is the time for predictions and lists and such, so it's time for some predictions. Make a bold prediction, but a prediction and make it bold. It could be any prediction
for
this season.
Is it bold? I think Allen Robinson and Julius Thomas combined for 15 touchdowns. And I don't know if that's that bold because you say, well, I mean 7 or 8. But in comparison to what this passing offense has had, I think those guys are going to combine to be a very good core for the passing game. So I say combined they get 15. And again, it's a pretty good number considering where this team's been.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I'm looking at T.J. Yeldon and Toby Gerhardt. And I think Gerhardt, you know, there was so much hype about him last year coming in and what he had been at Stanford and what he had learned behind Adrian Peterson. And now I'm looking at him and thinking, if Yeldon's going to be the bell cow guy, there's going to be a more defined role. And I was going to say that I think that Toby Gerhardt scores 8 touchdowns this year.
I kind of agree with you, but you've been the guy who's been down on running backs for 2 months.
Yeah, well, I like to keep it bold.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks very
much. You're a bold guy.
Exactly. Bold and fresh.
I'll get bold, too. 3-3 going into Wembley. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
That's pretty darn bold.
You're a bold guy, too.
Why not?
We're all bold.
We're part of the team. That's what we do here. That's it for this week. We'll see you next time on Jags of the Roundtable.